We shall now move on to discuss some general do's and don'ts for all participants at meetings. 1. Do pay attention. Do take an active part, but do not disrupt the meeting. Disrupting a meeting could involve bringing up points which are irrelevant or interrupting others in mid-speech. 2. Don't disagree aggressively. Do disagree with others, but do it politely. Instead of saying, "That's absolute rubbish, John," you could say, "John, I see what you're trying to say, but if we look at all the facts, we can see that your calculations are not exactly accurate." 3. Do assert yourself, but don't dominate. Say something when you feel it is relevant, but don't speak louder and longer than the others. 4. Do try to cover all issues on the agenda, and don't deviate from these issues. Reminiscing about the past at meetings is not altogether positive. Business is about looking forward and not backwards. 5. Do make the points you feel are necessary, but don't make points which only serve to defend yourself or attack others. The cycle of defend and attack occurs at all types of meetings, and especially negotiations. But it usually leads to a standstill where very little positive can be achieved. 6. Do use data in supporting your arguments, but don't use data which is either out of date or not completely reliable. In trying to prove a point, it is often tempting to find any data to support it. Inappropriate data will be spotted by others at the meeting and will only lead to conflict. 7. Do try to make eye contact with the other participants, and don't spend your time looking at your notes or at a point on the wall behind the person you are addressing. Lack of eye contact will mean that other participants will not take you seriously, as you will not appear self-confident.